Left-wing Slate says Kamala Harris has pushed transgenderism for 20 years. By Neil Monroe on July 31, 2024. Vice President Kamala Harris has been pushing transgender ideology for 20 years, according to Slate, a pro-transgender news site. Her record is clear. Harris has been a strong advocate and progressive for transgender rights for 20 years, Slate wrote on July 29. She started this work long before it entered the center of national politics. The site quoted the pro-transgender activist, Shannon Minter. She's not just an ally, she's a longtime, steadfast, committed, and well-informed ally. She has repeatedly used her position and influence to help build more institutional and public support for our community. She has constantly strived to bring other people along with her and to create more allies for us, and that is the best kind of ally to have. That long-standing and consistent support is a problem for Harris because it is on video and it is increasingly unpopular. Transgenderism insists that governments subordinate any public recognition of biological differences between the two sexes and instead enforce individuals' claim to be a member of the opposite sex. Many progressives and liberals are eager to defend transgender people as a victimized minority. But the vast majority of Americans prefer that laws and civic norms recognize the different needs of the two equal, different, and complementary sexes. For example, a January poll reported that a 77% majority of Americans say politicians use transgenderism to distract voters from important political fights. For example, Harris pushed for a law to allow men in jails to get taxpayer-funded cosmetic surgery to make them look less masculine. Her support for transgenderism is tied to the continued uproar about the mainstreaming of transgenderism into all parts of society, from the Olympics to jails. On July 31, for example, Redux reported about a transgender man who was transferred to a women's jail in California. A trans-identified male convicted of brutally murdering his wife has been quietly transferred to a women's prison in California. Keir Anderson, 57, was 41 years old and a self-described bisexual crossdresser when he was convicted in 2009 of strangling his wife after she attempted to leave the relationship. When, sick, it is unknown when Keir was formally transferred into the female estate. The move is likely to have taken place after California's SB 132 came into effect in January of 2021. Also known as the Transgender Respect, Agency, and Dignity Act, the bill formally established the right of inmates to be housed on the basis of gender identity in California. After the law went into effect, 334 male inmates have requested transfer to a women's prison, and 46 have been approved for transfer. According to Keep Prisons Single Sex USA, fully one-third of all male inmates who have requested such transfers were registered sex offenders. Similarly, Harris deputies allowed a man who pretends he is a transgender woman to appear in her Women for Kamala fundraiser. Harris also pushed California to pass a law that eliminated a common defense by defendants charged with murdering transgender people after intimate relations. The defense lawyers in one such case cited their defendants' rage and embarrassment upon discovering the transgender victim's true sex amid intimacy. Slate reported. Harris convened a two-day national conference to discuss ways to counter the gay panic defense, drawing together law enforcement personnel, academics, activists, and even the prosecutor and defense lawyers from the Araujo case. Minter was there. He recalls being stunned that Harris went out of her way to address not just gay panic defenses in general but specifically their deployment against trans victims. On trans issues, her record is surprisingly consistent, Slate concluded. Harris's family members also promote transgenderism. Since she became vice president in 2021, she has repeatedly displayed her support for transgenderism.